Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin, and I'm coming to you live from the studios of Waves of Glory. And we're trying to do a new thing, brand new this morning. But we are so excited to be here with you, and I welcome you once again. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for coming back to share with us the Day of the Woman. And it's an amazing thing that's happening. This month is the Month of Women in History. Thank you, Lord. Finally, we're being recognized as contributing something powerful to this country. And not only to this country, but around the world, women are becoming noticeable. We are becoming recognized for the things and the contributions that we're making as a whole. So welcome back to the broadcast, Waves of Glory, getting right into our lesson this morning on the power of submission. Oh, this is an exciting topic because it's a controversial topic, and I do love controversy. I love to get in there and just bring the truth. I mean, you may agree with it or you may not agree with it, but as long as it's agreeing with the Word of God, I know that I'm on a roll. I know that I'm on a roll. So first of all, I want to say submission in the vernacular that we have used it in time past in the body of Christ is not what God has been talking about when he says that we are to submit ourselves to authority. I'm going to be reading a couple of scriptures to you this morning and just kind of sharing with you. But to submit means to yield your power and yield your authority. So that lets me know you still have power, you still have authority, you just choose to bring it in submission to someone else. And in so doing, submission is meant to make you greater, not to make you lesser. There's the word. Because many times in the body of Christ, when we speak of submission, we want people to kind of submit to us, get under us, and do what we say do, and be quiet about it, and not have an opinion, not question it, just be submissive. That's not what God is talking about. When God is talking about submission, he's talking about power and authority. And when you submit to a higher authority, you bring yourself under that authority. Recognize this, that when you do so, you then become the recipient of the benefit of that power and of that authority. Amen. That's an exciting thing to think about when you think about, I'll talk about my career in the United States Air Force. It wasn't really a career because I was only in there 6 years. But when I went to the induction station and I had to stand before a particular authority and raise my hand and say, yes, I do pledge to submit to this particular authority, to the United States military, I pledge to do whatever those above me ask of me. I pledge to fight for my country. I pledge to yield. That's what I pledge to do. And so once I got into the military and I began to yield to the drill sergeants, the TI, and then from there I went into a squadron, and I yielded to those who had been longer than me in the military, and they knew how things operated. And I was a trainee and coming up through the ranks, and so I yielded my intelligence, yes, because there are some things I felt like I knew, but there are other things that I had to learn. And so I sat under authority, and I learned, and I excelled in my learning so that as I learned, I was promoted. That is the purpose of submission. The purpose of submission is to bring you to promotion. Oh, Lord have mercy. I know I'm talking right this morning. The purpose of submission is to bring you to promotion. So if you're in a relationship that is not bringing you to promotion when you are being submitted to a power and authority, there is something drastically wrong with that relationship. Now we're just going to move over here, and I'm just going to read a little from our blog today. Our radio blog says, Ruth submitted to Naomi. Jesus submitted to God. Who are you submitted to? It really all comes down to power and authority. Submission is not about becoming lesser, but becoming greater through humility and agreement. Two are better than one, the scriptures say. So where there will always be hierarchy of some kind, because the universe is established in order, by order, for order, and it is ruled by order. And when you look into the study of the angelic courses of God, there is an angelic hierarchy. There's an order. When you go into kingdom study, when you study the kingdom of God, there is order. So here on the earth, naturally, you're going to understand that there is order, and you're going to have to just kind of deal with it. The problem with our society as a whole is we don't want order. We don't want anybody telling us what to do. We go to school, but we don't want to listen to the teachers. We don't want to listen to the principals. We don't want to listen to the truant officers. We don't want to listen to the police. We want to do our own thing. We want to be our own, quote unquote, our own boss. And yet we don't have the capacity to rule ourselves because we don't have the information necessary to bring us into right standing, right rulership. And the most important thing we ought to do is to submit ourselves to God. Amen. I know I get a little excited when I talk about submission because the church has really done a bang-up job of destroying what God calls submission one to another. And so it is my job and my assignment in this season, especially for the daughters of the King, to bring you to some better understanding of submission. Let me just talk about one verse of scripture here in chapter 10, verse 4. It says, if the ruler's temper rises against you, do not abandon your position because composure allays great offenses. In other words, don't quit just because somebody in authority is not using their authority wisely, or you may feel that they're not using their authority wisely. If they are in line with the word of God, then they are using their authority wisely. Sometimes we go against the grain. It rubs against what we want to do and how we want to do things, and that's when we have to come to submitting because, of course, we have a big brain, just like the children of Israel in the wilderness told Moses, hey, God can talk to us too. We know God. God can talk to us. You're not the only one he can talk to. But the matter of fact was he was the only one God was talking to at that moment. Amen. He was the one that God was calling into leadership to bring them into their promised land. So it's not that God cannot talk to you. It's not that God cannot lead you. It's that you're not the one that he's put in the leadership position. So what you want to be careful to do is to follow according to what Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. Therefore, if I'm following Christ, if I'm in leadership position, you can follow me without fear. If I'm not in Christ, you are under no obligation to follow me. Say amen, somebody. Amen, somebody. But don't stop. Don't quit. Don't quit because you get upset because somebody's not leading the way that you would lead. You'll get your opportunity if you would just yield your position to be one of leadership, to fall in line behind the troops and get in step. As long as we're going to the same direction, we're going in the same direction, destination, then we can go together. We can work together. I can kind of yield my intellect to what you're doing. And maybe if I just listen, I might be able to learn something from you. And when it's my turn to lead, then God is going to give me some people who may have some intellect, some divine instruction as well, who will learn from me by submitting to my leadership. So don't make permanent decisions over temporary circumstances and quit and say, I'm not going to be in this organization anymore. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to put up with it. Sometimes that's part of the training is for you to put up with something because the fruit of the Spirit is what? Long-suffering. And long-suffering has to do with putting up with people and their attitudes and their actions and their inabilities and sometimes even their incompetencies. Sometimes that is to God is to bring you into a place of your own humility because if God can use a jackass to prophesy and he can use a rooster to prophesy, then he can use anybody he wants to use. It doesn't mean that they have to be the smartest bulb or the brightest bulb in the box or anything like that. It's just that it's their time, it's their season, and they've been chosen by God to lead. So when you're chosen by God to follow, then that's your cue to submit. And I want to say one thing. To be submissive does not necessarily mean to be subservient. I had that thought came to my heart, and I love words, and so I had to go into the dictionary to try to find out, okay, what does it really mean when it's saying subservient? But being subservient is being prepared to obey others unquestionably, to be less important and subordinate, and to be excessively submissive. Now, that is not what God is asking of us. That may be what many in the church are asking of you, is to be excessively submissive and to follow unquestionably, but that is not what God is asking of you. You will go through the scriptures and find every leader that he has ever established has always had the right unction to question God, and they've done so. Even his great friend Abraham, when God was getting ready to send his emissaries to the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, and he says, I'm getting ready to do something, but shall I hide this thing from Abraham? And so he began to tell Abraham what he was about to do. So Abraham questioned God. He said, now listen, God, you get ready to destroy two cities full of people. But what if there are righteous people in that city? Will you destroy the city if there's 50 righteous? And so God says, okay, Abraham, if I find 50, I won't destroy them. And then Abraham began to think about it, saying, well, maybe there's not 50. How about if there's 40? And he went all the way down to 20. And 10, and then he stopped because he really understood that God had already surveyed the situation and that even for 10 righteous, God would spare the city. And yet he'd already dispatched an emissary, a group, to go in and to destroy the city. So Abraham submitted, but that didn't mean he didn't question. You can submit and still have questions. You can still have a brain. You can still use your intellect. You can still think. You can still ask questions. And don't ever be afraid. If you're in a position of fellowship and you're afraid to ask questions, that's unhealthy. No. That is not the plan of God, and I pray that you would get yourself set free from that. You would either talk to those who are in authority and let them know how you're feeling, or they crush your spirit, or they crush you under their heel and say, you'll just do as you're told. Then, baby, it's time to roll. And I say, get up and move up, move out. Now, listen, I'm not advocating anarchy. One of the things that is wrong with our nation today is that, like I said, we don't want anybody telling us what to do. We want to do what we want to do. We are all mad. I'm my own boss. Nobody tells me. And that's a fool that is going to go that direction. You're just getting started, and you don't want anybody to tell you. You don't want any instruction. The Bible calls that person a fool. That's not my word. That's the word of God. A fool refuses instruction. Amen to that. And we see in our world today that we're in a state of disorder due to the absence of or due to the absence or recognition of authority, because we don't really want somebody telling us what to do. Or maybe we say, enough is enough, I've had enough, I want to do things my way. And we find that even in families, that children get a certain age and they rebel against authority. And they say, I don't want to do it mom's way, I don't want to do it dad's way, I want to do it my way. And you know what happens? When they go away from the instruction of the authority, they find themselves more often than not in dire straits, in devastation, in tragedy. And then they have to come back. The good thing is that we in the kingdom of God understand the prodigal father and the prodigal mother, and we're always willing to take our children back. We're always willing to welcome them in. We're always willing to kill the fatted calf. That is the same like God. But those of you who are backslidden today and have left God and have been disobedient and rebellious in the thing that God has called you to, I want you to know today that God loves you, and he wants to embrace you once again. He wants you to come home. He wants to love on you. He wants to hold your heart close to his heart, and he wants to throw a party on your behalf that you have finally come to your senses and come home to the fold. So God bless you this morning. We want to continue to talk about the power of submission, because all the authority that is in the power you're submitting to then becomes your very own power. And so we pray that the Lord has spoken to your heart this morning, just giving you just a little bit. It's kind of hard to get it all in 15 minutes, but I don't want to bore your patience and keep you too long. So God bless you. This has been Apostle E.J. Melvin talking to you about this is the Day of the Woman. I want you to know this is Women's History Month, and this is our time to shine. God bless you, and have a good day.